A small plane crash in the mountains of western Alaska killed a pilot and one passenger Saturday night. The other people on board, a family of four, miraculously survived after spending the night on a mountainside until rescuers could get to them. As KDLG's Daisha Eaton explains, bad weather kept rescuers from finding the family until late Sunday morning.
A plane crash took the lives of two people in western Alaska over the weekend and injured four others. The crash happened about 37 miles west of McGrath on Saturday. Alaska State Troopers received a call around 8:45 p.m. after a spot 911 transmission beacon was activated. Beth Ibsen is the information officer for the Alaska State Troopers. As she explains, fog and low clouds hampered rescue efforts until Sunday around 11 a.m., 14 hours after the crash.
It wasn't until Sunday about 11 a.m. that a Air National Guard helicopter managed to land there and pick up the survivors. There were four survivors and confirmed that we had two dead.
The Cessna 207, operated by ANIAC-based Inland Aviation Services, was delivering teachers on a district-chartered trip from McGrath to Anvik. Reported killed in the crash are 66-year-old pilot Ernie Chase of ANIAC and 56-year-old Julia Walker of Anvik. Survivors are Dawn and Rosemary Evans. They're both new teachers for the Iditarod School District who are being flown into Anvik. Their two children, Donnie and Mackenzie, ages 10 and 8, also survived the crash. The family spent the night stranded on a hillside until the National Guard could get aircraft in. Ibsen.
And I know it was tough for this family. I mean, they're sitting there overnight waiting for somebody to come and rescue, and it says a lot about the family. They were able to survive spending the night in the middle of nowhere, not knowing what's going on and why there hasn't been somebody to come and pick them up. Somebody was definitely looking over this family.
The survivors were evacuated to McGrath and then taken by C-130 to Anchorage, where they were taken to a hospital for medical treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. A flight out of McGrath the day before had been canceled due to weather. Chase was a highly experienced and well-known bush pilot. Ibsen says weather and terrain appears to have played a part in the crash. State troopers report that the pilot was apparently attempting to turn back the plane to McGrath when it hit the mountainside. Troopers are coordinating efforts to recover the bodies of Ernest Chase and Julia Walker. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the cause of the crash. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.